弟兄姐妹该。早安。
So obviously today Pastor He is still traveling in China, so I'm substituting for the communion as well as I'll be preaching today.
因为何牧师在中国，所以我今天来代替他。
So let's prepare our hearts once again with a word of prayer up to our Lord.
我们继续来再次的祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to come before you and praise you this morning because you are the Creator of heaven and earth.
主，我们来到你面前，要承认你是那创造宇宙万物的神。
We praise you because everything is under your control.
我们赞美你是因为一切都是在你的主权之下。
We praise you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords.
我们赞美敬拜你，因为你是万神之神，万主之主。
And even when the countries and authorities in this world may oppose you and even oppress your people,
虽然在世界上的权柄是对抗你的，
but you still reign in heaven.
但是你还是掌管的一切在天堂。
You permit trials to come upon us to refine us.
你继续的在让我们能够寻找到你。
And so, but yet we can find rest in you.
我们还是可以找到安息在你里面。
We praise you because you are our strength and our refuge.
因为你是我们的磐石，是我们的避难所。
Therefore, we will not fear in trouble.
我们不会惧怕。
While waters roar, we are safe in your hands.
虽然是有战争，但是我们是在你里面是有平安的。
We pray for the families in our church, in our community that are impacted by the government shutdown.
愿我们也是在为在这个国家不是开放的一个时间里，为弟兄姐妹、家人们祷告。
We pray for your provisions in this time of need.
我们来祷告，因为这是非常需要你的时间。
We pray for your intervention to correct the ways of our government.
请你介入到我们的国家一切的这不美满的这个方法。
And in time of uncertainty, let us come before you and learn to trust in you.
在这动荡时间，让我们能够来到你面前来。相信你，依靠你。
We pray that more will come to you for help.
我们愿意更加的帮助来由你而来。
And we pray that your name will be glorified.
让我们能够赞美你的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
In Jesus' name, 因耶稣基督的名，我们祷告祈求。
Amen. Amen. And I would like to ask the children and the youths to go to your classrooms.
请孩子们到他们的教室去。
In Israel, the era of kings lasted for more than 400 years.
以色列的君王时代呢，持续了差不多四百多年。
The first king was Saul, and the last king was Zedekiah.
第一位君王是扫罗，最后一位君王是西底家。
Now he has two names, and I'll explain that a little bit later on.
西底家有两个名字，等一下呢，稍后呢，我会来解释。
Now Zedekiah was not necessarily someone that we are familiar with.
西底家君王可能不是我们所熟悉的一位人物。
But if we leave out Saul out of the picture and only start counting from David, the dynasty lasted from David to his descendant Zedekiah for about 415 years.
如果我们不算扫罗，从大卫开始算起，大卫的王朝持续了415年，直到他的后代西底家结束。
And compared to the last dynasty in China, the Qing dynasty, it started in 1644 and ended with the last emperor Puyi in 1912 when he abdicated, lasting 268 years.
相比之下呢，中国最后一个朝代是清朝。那么在最后一个皇帝退位呢，在1912年，那么这个王朝持续了将近有268年。
So for the kingdom of Israel, it started with Saul, passed on to David, and then to David's son Solomon.
以色列的王国从扫罗开始，然后呢传给大卫，之后呢就是大卫的儿子所罗门。
But then it soon split into the northern kingdom Israel and the southern kingdom Judah after Solomon's death.
在所罗门王死后呢，王国很快分裂成为南国和北国。
And the northern kingdom was ended by the Assyrians around 721 BC.
北国在公元721年呢，被亚述王所灭。
And the Southern Kingdom went on for another 150 years.
那么南国呢，则又持续了150年。
And Zedekiah was that last king of the Southern Kingdom, Judah, which was ended by the Babylonians in 586 BC.
那么西底家是南国最后一个君王，在公元前721年被这个巴比伦所灭亡。586年，对不起。
The fall of the Southern Kingdom marked the end of a political reign.
那么这里呢，就代表这个南国的灭亡呢，是一个政治的结束。
And the end of the line of David as rulers until Jesus came 600 years later.
也代表了大卫王朝的统治的沿线呢是终结了。那么直到600年之后呢，耶稣的到来。
It's also the end of a religious center because the temple was also destroyed.
同样意味着宗教中心的这个结束，因为圣殿被毁了。
The reign of Zedekiah was really one of the last opportunities for the Israelites to repent and return.
其实西底家在位的时候是这个最后的一个机会呢，能够扭转局势。
But sadly, Zedekiah didn't take that opportunity that God had given him repeatedly.
但是呢，西底家还有他的人民呢，并没有珍惜这个神一次一次所给他们的机会。
And in the last days of Judah, the last king that really followed God faithfully was Josiah.
在犹大的末日期间呢，忠诚信仰神的是这位约西亚。
And when Josiah died, he was succeeded by his son Jehoiakim. And Jehoiakim reinstituted in idol worship and ruled only 3 months.Before King Necho of Egypt invaded and took him hostage.
那么约西亚死后呢，他的儿子约哈斯继位。那么约哈斯恢复了这个祭拜偶像的这个程序，那么只统治了3个月。那么最后呢是被这个埃及王尼哥二世所掳。
The Egyptian set up his brother Jehoiakim as king and vassal of Egypt.
那么埃及呢就立这个约哈斯的兄弟约阿敬为王，成为埃及的附庸。
And Jehoiakim lasted a little bit longer.
约阿敬统治的稍微长一些。
And during his reign, even though he was set up as a vassal by Egypt, he actually shifted his allegiance.From Egypt to Babylon when Babylon defeated the Egyptians.
那在这个约阿敬统治的时候呢，他虽然被埃及王所立的这个为附庸王，但却在这个巴比伦击败埃及时候呢，转投向了这个巴比伦。
But then later on, he shifted back to the Egyptians when Babylon failed to invade Egypt.
那后来呢，巴比伦为法这个征服埃及呢，这个这位国王呢又转回投靠了埃及。
And all of the allegiance shifting back and forth really didn't do him any good.
那这种不断的忠诚转换的依靠呢，其实没有给他任何的好处。
And later on, he was captured by the Babylonians and took him to Babylon. He died there.
最后呢，这个约雅敬还是被巴比伦掳去，在巴比伦那边呢死去。
Then Jehoiakim was succeeded by his son Jehoiakim and then he became king.
那么之后呢，约雅敬的儿子约雅金成为君王。
And then in 597 BC, the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar invaded Jerusalem.
那么在公元前597年，那巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒入侵了耶路撒冷，把这个年轻的约雅金呢俘虏了。
And then he took that Jehoiakim as captive.And took him all the way to Babylon.
掳去到这个巴比伦。
And in that invasion, Nebuchadnezzar made Josiah's son, this Mattaniah, the uncle of Jehoiakim, to become king.
那么尼布甲尼撒呢，入侵耶路撒冷期间呢，他立这个约西亚的儿子马他尼亚为王，那也就是约雅金的叔叔，给他改名为西底家。
Taken to Babylon in that time.
那么其实在那个时候的这个统治之下呢，他这个贵族呢还有平民也 一起被掳往这个巴比伦。
So we read about Daniel and Ezekiel. All of those people were kind of taken to Babylon around that time.
其实我们知道这个先知但以米、但以理还有这个以西结，在这个约雅敬的时期呢，也被掳到这个巴比伦去。
So we all knew that the Babylonians gave Daniel a new name to replace his original Hebrew name. Same thing, Nebuchadnezzar gave Mattaniah a new name, Zedekiah. Then that's why he got two names.
这个原因他有两个名字呢，其实就是巴比伦把这个但以理的名字从这个希伯来的名字改成这个但以理。那么尼布甲尼撒给这个马塔尼亚改名呢，为西底家是一样的原因。
So that renaming kind of show your dominance over that particular person or that person group.
其实就是显示出一个民族的统治和这个他的权力。
So Zedekiah became king of Judah at the age of 21 in 597 BC.
那么西底家在西元前597年呢，21岁的时候成为犹大的君王。
Zedekiah ruled as a vassal of Babylon, and he's supposed to be loyal to Nebuchadnezzar.Under a lot of threat.
西底家在位期间呢，是作为一个巴比伦的附庸王，因为面临了巨大的这个威胁，他就忠诚于这个尼布甲尼撒。
But Zedekiah rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar and suffered it.
但是啊，西底家却背叛了尼布甲尼撒。
So as a result, he only reigned for 11 years, from 597 to 586.
因为他这样子，他付出了代价，所以呢，西底家只统治了十一年。
And in the passage we read earlier in 2 Chronicles 36, it recorded the evaluation of Zedekiah.
我们刚所阅读的这个历代志下的三十六章十一节到十三节呢，是讲到这个西底家的一个评价。
Three short verses. Let's read one more time.
让我们再阅读一次。
Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years.
西底家登基的时候年21岁，在耶路撒冷作王11年。
He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke the word of the Lord.
行耶和华他神眼中看为恶的事，先知耶利米以耶和华的话劝他，他仍不在耶利米面前自卑。
He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him take an oath in God's name. He became stiff-necked and hardened his heart and would not turn to the Lord, the God of Israel.
尼布甲尼撒曾使他指着神起誓，他却背叛，强项硬心，不归服耶和华以色列的神。
Why do we care about a king who died 2.5 million ago?
我们为什么在乎一位死于2500年之前的这个君王呢？
He lived in a culture and lived in a position in the world that's so different from ours.
他所处的这个文化地位还有世界的这个处位啊，我们今天所处的是完全不一样的。
It's because the tests he faced, the choices he has made, and the traps he fell into are really no different from the ones that we have to face today.
因为他面临的考验、做出的选择，还有他掉进的陷阱，与我们今天面临的问题是相似的。
Now, in addition to this passage that we read in 2 Chronicles, he was also mentioned in 2 Kings, the book of Ezekiel, and also extensively in the book of Jeremiah.
那么今天的在这个历代志下所阅读的经文外呢，圣经在列王志下，还有以西结书，尤其是在耶利米书中广泛的提到这个西底家君王。
And when we read those passages, we'll find that while outwardly the circumstances are very different for him,
我们阅读这些经文的时候，会发现他面临的外在环境呢，是跟我们今天的不大相同。
But the struggles he faced are very much the same as the ones that we have to face.
但他在内心的挣扎和我们今天的挣扎却无不同。
The author of 2 Chronicles summarizes his life in three short verses.
那么在历代志下36章用三节经文总结了他的这个生命，非常短的一个评价。
The overall grade that he got was he did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
总体来说呢，他呢行了耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Now in the books of 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, you either get a grade of you did evil in the eyes of the Lord,Or you did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
其实，在列王记跟这个历代志中呢，所写的，其实君王们呢，要么 得到他行耶和华眼中看为正的事，要么就得到他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事的评价。
It is a reminder to us that ultimately what matters is how God sees us.
这提醒我们最重要的是，其实是神如何看我们的方法。
Not in the eyes of the historians.
不是历史学家的看法。
Not in the eyes of men.
不是人的看法。
But in the eyes of the Lord.
就是耶和华眼中的看法。
In the passage we read, there are three reasons for Zedekiah's failing grade.
有三个原因，所记载的这个西底家有一个不及格的一个成绩单。
And verse 12 says that he did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet who spoke the word of the Lord.
那么第十二节呢所说的就是先知耶利米以耶和华的话劝他，他仍不在耶利米面前自卑。
And the first half of verse 13 says that he rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar who had made him take an oath in God's name.
十三节的前半段说这个尼布贾尼撒曾使他指着神起誓，他却背叛。
And then the last half of verse 13 says he became stiff-necked and hardened his heart and would not turn to the Lord.
那么后半段的十三节呢这么说，就是强顶硬心，不归服耶和华以色列的神。
During Zedekiah's reign, God used Jeremiah the prophet to deliver his warnings to Zedekiah and the people of Judah.
先知耶利米呢，其实是借着这个耶和华的话来劝他。
Our God is a God of second chances.
我们的神呢是给予第二次机会的神。
No matter how bad the situation is,
无论情况有多么糟糕。
No matter how far astray the people are,
不管我们离上帝有多远。
God gave us many chances to turn back to Him.
神都会给我们很多机会回转到他身边。
The book of Jeremiah recorded at least four conversations between Zedekiah and Jeremiah.
耶利米书记录了至少有四次耶利米与西底家之间的对话。
Each time God gave Jeremiah a chance, God gave Zedekiah a chance to turn around.
每一次神都给西底家机会转变。
To escape calamity and to save the country and the people.
逃避灾难。拯救国家和人民。
So it's not because Zedekiah did not have a chance to talk to Jeremiah.
这并不是代表这个西底家没有机会与耶利米沟通。
It's not because Zedekiah didn't know that Jeremiah is the prophet.
那么也不是因为西底家不知道耶利米是为神所说话的。
And it's not because Jeremiah didn't really understand the message that Jeremiah is delivering.
也不是因为西底家不明白或是误解了这个耶利米所传达的旨意。
It's because Zedekiah refused to humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet.
其实就是西底家拒绝在耶利米先知面前谦卑自己。
Jeremiah 21 recorded one of those earliest conversations between the two of them.
耶利米书二十一章记录了其中最早一次的对话。
King Zedekiah sent to him being Jeremiah, Pashur son of Malchijah, and the priest Zephaniah son of Maaseiah. They said.
那时西底家王打发马基亚的儿子巴士户尔和马西亚的儿子祭司西番雅去见耶利米说
They inquire now of the Lord for us because Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon is attacking us. Perhaps the Lord will perform wonders for us as in times past so that he will withdraw from us.
请你为我们求问耶和华，因为巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒来攻击我们，或者耶和华照他一切奇妙的作为待我们，使巴比伦王离开我们上去。
So even though Zedekiah inquired of the Lord,
虽然西底家求问耶和华，
he was not looking for an answer on what he should do.
其实他不是在寻求应该做什么事的一个答案。
What he was looking for was a miracle like in times past.
其实他寻求的就是上神过去所施行的一个神迹奇事。
Perhaps that was a reference to what God did for his great-grandfather Hezekiah.
可能就是神向他曾祖父西西家所做的神迹。
During Hezekiah's reign, God wiped out an army of 185,000 Assyrians.
那么在西西家统治的时间呢，神呢消灭了185,000人攻击亚大的这个犹大的亚述军队。
And at that time, they were attacking Judah, and Hezekiah was calling on God's help.
其实那时候呢，就是这个西底家为神所祈求的。
But this time, God did not give Zedekiah a miracle.
但是呢，这一次神并没有给西底家一个神迹。
But Jeremiah did give him a clear answer what he should do.
但是呢，西底家却给这个对不起，耶利米却给西底家一个明确的信息。
Whoever surrenders to the Babylonians will escape with their lives.
无论谁向巴比伦人投降，都会保住生命。
That's not what Zedekiah wanted to hear.
其实这不是西底家所要听的。
That's not what other leaders in Judah wanted to hear.
也不是犹大的领袖不想要听的。
How humiliating it would be, and why couldn't God just perform a miracle for us?
多么的羞辱啊！为什么神不会像过去一样施行一个神迹呢？
We can identify with Zedekiah.
也许我们可以理会到西底家。
Because we sometimes are just like that.
其实我们以前也是这样做的。
We are set on a specific answer in our prayers.
其实我们向神这个祈求的时候，有一种特别的这个特定的一个期待。
We are not asking God. We are like just ordering a dish from a restaurant.
其实我们就是像神呢到餐厅点餐一样。
For Zedekiah, surrendering was out of the question.
其实对西底家来说，投降是不可接受的。
He wanted a miracle.
他想要的是神的一个奇妙作为。
He did not humble himself before Jeremiah, the prophet who spoke the word of the Lord.
其实他就是没有在耶利米先知所传递神的话语面前谦卑自己。
The final meeting between Jeremiah and Zedekiah was recorded in Jeremiah 38.
那么最后一次这个耶利米跟西底家沟通的时候呢，是在记载耶利米书38章14节。
Then King Zedekiah sent for Jeremiah the prophet and had him brought to the third entrance of the temple of the Lord. I'm going to ask you something, the king said to Jeremiah. Do not hide anything from me.
西底家王打发人带领先知耶利米进耶和华殿中第三门里见王。王就对耶利米说，我要问你一件事，你丝毫不可向我隐瞒。
Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I give you an answer, will you not kill me?Even if I give you a counsel, you would not listen to me.
耶利米对西底家说，我若告诉你，你岂不定要杀我吗？我若劝诫你，你必不听从我。
So Zedekiah asked, but he was not going to listen.
那么西底家询问，其实他不愿意听。
Zedekiah inquired, but he was not interested in the answer.
西底家的求问，但他并不敢对这个答案感兴趣。
Each time Jeremiah gave him the same message, surrender to the Babylonians and obey God.
每一次耶利米都给他同样的信息，投降于巴比伦，顺服神。
So Jeremiah 37 to summarize his attitude.
那么耶利米书37章的二节总结了这个他的态度。
Neither he, meaning Zedekiah, nor his attendants, nor the people of the land paid any attention to the words the Lord has spoken through Jeremiah the prophet.
其实呢，西底家和他的臣仆呢，并国中的所有的百姓呢，都不听从耶和华借先知耶利米所说的话。
Why couldn't Zedekiah humble himself before Jeremiah and listen to his advice?
为什么西底家不能在耶利米面前谦卑自己呢？
Why couldn't we follow God's words?
为什么我们不能听从神的话呢？
It's not because we didn't know the Bible or we disagree with it.
并不是我们不懂圣经或是我们不接受圣经的教导。
For Zedekiah is because of his fear of men.
其实是西底家来说，对西底家来说呢，他是惧怕人如何想。
That last conversation was conducted in secret.
其实最后一次的这个沟通呢，是在秘密中进行的。
Because Zedekiah insisted on that.
就是西底家坚持要做的。
Zedekiah kept the conversation with Jeremiah secret because he was afraid that others would find out.
西底家担心有人知道他寻求耶利米的这个教训了。
He feared the reaction of his advisors and other Judeans if they learned that he was seeking guidance from Jeremiah.
是他是害怕当他的这个得到这个教导的时候呢，他的顾问呢，还有他的这个犹大的人知道呢，会有什么这个反应呢
？Jeremiah was not a popular figure.
先知耶利米并不受很欢迎。
He was opposed because his prophecies are all doom and gloom.
因为他所预言的就是末日啊，忧虑啊。
And then when he talked about surrendering, that just made him even more unpopular.
并且他非常主张向巴比伦投降。这呢使他更加的不受欢迎。
Zedekiah was looking for a different answer.
其实西底家一直期望的一个不同的答案。
Surrendering to the Babylonians would be an admission that he made a mistake in the originally.
其实呢，向巴比伦投降就是代表了他承认他当初的错误。
So it is a classic example of how sometimes we want to know the will of God, but we really does not really want to live out the will of God.
其实呢，这是一个非常典型的例子，表明人想要知道神的旨意，但不一定愿意遵行神的心意。
So now I'm going to do some advertising.
哦，我要做一些广告。
Recently, we started a Sunday school class on how to know the will of God.
最近呢，我们开了一门课程，叫做如何认识上帝的旨意，神的旨意。
And in that class, we learned about God's three kinds of wills.
在这个门课呢，我们学习神的主权三种，对不起，三种的这个主权
旨意，
旨意，旨意。
And first of all, is God's sovereign will.
Okay. 第一个呢，是我们学习神的主权。
And it's really talking about his overarching plan for all of history and the universe.
其实呢，是对着这个全部的历史，还有这个宇宙一个宏伟的计划。
And then the other kind is his moral will.
那么另外一个就是他神的道德的旨意。
It's really his moral commands and principles that we all should live by.
那么其实就是对我们生活的一个道德的命令的一个原则。
And then finally, the third kind is his personal will.
最后呢就是个人的一个旨意。
And it's really about the specifically how an individual may live out his life.
其实针对的个人生命的一个具体的旨意。
And the first two kinds are clearly revealed in the Bible.
前面两种类呢，其实在圣经里面都有一个非常明确的这个教导。
But for us, we are almost always focused on that third kind.
那对我们来说呢，大部分的时间呢，我们都是关注第三类的。
What job should we take?
我们应该选择什么样的工作
？Who should we marry?
嫁给谁
？What college should we go attend?
去念哪所大学
？And so before we ask, what God's will is, we should be asking, are we committed to the will of God? All three kinds of it.
其实我们询问神之前呢，我们应该问问自己，我们是否承认。承诺遵行神的旨意。
Are we like Zedekiah, inquire but not interested in an answer, ask but unwilling to follow?
我们是否像西底家一样，求问但不感兴趣任何的这个答案
？If you want to know more about knowing the will of God, you have to go to Sunday school class 12:30.
如果你要知道神的旨意的话，要去主日学12:30开始。
So.During Zedekiah's reign, the Egyptians were one of the major military powers besides the Babylonians.
那么在西底家统治的时期呢，埃及是这个也是另外一个这个主要的军事的这个强国。
His brother Jehoiakim switched allegiance between Babylonians and Egyptians back and forth.
那么他的兄弟约雅敬曾经在巴比伦跟埃及之间的反复复长的这个投靠。
And that led to his downfall.
这导致他的这个垮台。
But Zedekiah didn't learn that lesson.
那西底家并没有学习到这个教训。
Even though Zedekiah was put on the throne by the Babylonians, when an opportunity arose to form an alliance with the Egyptians, he took that opportunity.
这个西底家呢是由巴比伦所立王，那么他有机会呢就与这个埃及结盟。那其实西底家就抓住了这个机会。密谋的反叛了这个巴比伦。
And so he broke that oath of loyalty he swore to Nebuchadnezzar.
他违背了向尼布甲尼撒起誓的忠诚。
Okay. So the prophet Ezekiel proclaimed God's judgment on Zedekiah in the book of Ezekiel.
这个
以西结。
以西结他这个向神所起誓呢他并没有这个遵守这个承诺。
As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, he, meaning Zedekiah, shall die in Babylon, in the land of the king who put him on the throne, whose oath he despised and whose treaty he broke.
那么他轻看向王所起的誓，背弃王与他所立的约。主耶和华说：“我指着我的永生起誓，他定要死在。”立他作王，巴比伦王的京都。
Pharaoh with his mighty army and great horde will be of no help to him in war when rams are built and siege works erected destroy many lives.
敌人筑垒造台， 与他打仗的时候，为要剪除多人，法老虽领大军队和大群众，还是不能帮助他。
He despised the oath by breaking the covenant, because he had given his hand in pledge, and yet did all these things he shall not escape.
他轻看誓言，背弃盟约，已经投降，却又做这一切的事，他必不能逃脱。
So when someone makes an oath, they invoke God's name to guarantee their truthfulness.
当有人起誓，其实他呼求上帝的名的时候呢，其实他担保自己的确实性。
So when you despise or breaking an oath, it's really a form of lying to God and profaning His name.
其实，这种藐视还有这个违背誓言，是一种对神本体的一个欺骗。并且亵渎神的名。
And Leviticus 19:12 explicitly says that you shall not swear by my name falsely, and so profane the name of God. I am the Lord.
那么，在利未记十九节十九章十二节明确的规定就是不可指得我的名起假誓，亵渎你神的名。我是耶和华，其实就是违背誓言的，是对神的一个圣名的一个滥用。
And so a broken oath is really misuses that sacred name of God.
是的。
And so when Zedekiah rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, not only did he break the covenant he made with Nebuchadnezzar and guarantee with the name of God, it also revealed that he has this corrupt heart and that was full of deception and lacked integrity.
当西底家背叛尼布甲尼撒时候，他不仅违背了他与尼布甲尼撒所立的约，也违背了他跟神所用神的名所启示的一个确实性。那么这也显示了他内心充满了欺骗，缺乏了这个诚信。
And Zedekiah's lack of integrity did not end there.
西底家缺乏诚信的行为呢，并不止于此。
Jeremiah 34 recorded another episode.Where his lack of integrity was directed to his own people.
那么在耶利米书三十四章八到十一节记载了另一个对这个西底家对他这个自己的人民缺乏诚信的一个例子。
The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord after King Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people in Jerusalem to proclaim freedom for the slaves.
西底家王与耶路撒冷的众民立约，要向他们宣告自由。此后。有耶和华的话临到耶利米。
Everyone was to free the Hebrew slaves, both male and female. No one was to hold a fellow Hebrew in bondage.
叫个人任他希伯来的仆人和婢女自由出去，谁也不可使他的一个犹大弟兄做奴仆。
So all the officials and people who enter into this covenant agree that they would free the male and female slaves and no longer hold them in hostage.They agreed and set them free.
那所有立约的首领和众民呢，就任他的仆人、婢女自由出去，谁也不再叫他们做奴仆，大家都顺从，将他们释放了。
But afterward, they changed their minds and took back the slaves they had freed and enslaved them again.
后来却又反悔，叫所任去自由的仆人、婢女回来。勉强他们人为仆婢。
God told the Israelites clearly through Moses that every seventh year each of them must free any fellow Hebrews who had been enslaved by them.
其实神呢，曾经在经过摩西清楚地告诉以色列人，每七年他们都应该让那些被卖给他们的这个希伯来的同胞呢获得自由。
After those slaves have served for 6 years, they must go free in the seventh year.
在他们服役六年之后呢，他们应该得到自由。
The Israelites have been ignoring this command and kept the slaves indefinitely.
其实以色列人呢，忽视了这个命令，长期的扣留了奴仆。
So during Zedekiah's reign, when the Babylonians found out that Zedekiah was rebelling, they laid siege to Jerusalem.
那么在西底家统治期间呢，巴比伦发现西底家谋反时呢，他们就围困了耶路撒冷。
And then in the act of repentance, King Zedekiah made a covenant in the temple of God with all the people in Jerusalem to proclaim freedom for the slaves.
在这个悔改的行为里面，这个西底家在神的面前，神的殿里面，对不起，神的殿里面，在耶路撒冷呢，就与 仲明立约，啊，给奴仆自由。
And so there's a Chinese saying that normally you don't burn incense, but in emergency you go hug Buddha's feet.
有点像中国的平时不烧香，临时抱佛脚。
So it sounds a little bit like that for him.
有点像这样子的。
But then even so, God was gracious and considered that they have done what is right in God's sight.
即使如此，神还是施恩给他们，就像他们做了在眼中，神眼中看为正的事情。
Now, all at the same time,Because of the new alliance with the Egyptians, the Pharaoh sent out his army to help Judah.
那么同时呢，因为埃及与犹大结盟了，那法老呢就派军队出来帮助犹大。
So Jeremiah 37:5 says that Pharaoh's army had marched out of Egypt, and when the Babylonians who were besieging Jerusalem heard the report about them, they withdrew from Jerusalem.
在耶利米书37:5这么说，法老的军队已经从埃及出来。那围困耶路撒冷的加勒底人听见他们的风声，就拔营离开耶路撒冷去了。
So to Zedekiah and the people in Judah, their alliance worked.
那么对西底家和犹大的人民来说呢，他们的联盟啊，似乎起作用了。
And the crisis was averted.
危机避免了。
And the Egyptians marched out to help them.
这个有埃及人呢，来帮助他们了。
And the Babylonians withdrew. Yay.
巴比人暂时离开。
So the sense of urgency evaporated.
所以呢，这种紧张的情况呢，就消失了。
But the repentance did not last long.
但是呢，人们的悔改并没有持续下去。
The Israelites forced the slaves that were free to become slaves again.
那么，这些这个以色列人呢，就再一次的把这个获得自由的奴仆呢，抓回到这个奴仆的状态。
Once again, the covenant was broken, and the name of God was profaned.
那再一次的这个约呢，又被破坏了。
The judgment from God came quickly.
那么，神的审判就很快就来了。
Because Zedekiah and his officials and slave owners did not free the slave, God will bring back the Babylonians.
那么，因为西底家和他的官员没有释放这个奴仆呢，所以呢，这个巴比人就要再回来了。
And this time, they will take back, Jerusalem and burn it down.
这一次呢，巴比伦将会攻取耶路撒冷，将它焚烧。
And Jeremiah predicted that in chapter 34 said, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his officials into the hand of the enemies who want to kill them, to the army of the king of Babylon, which has withdrawn from you.
那么耶利米书34:21是这么说的啊，并且我必将犹大王西底家和他的首领交在他们仇敌和寻索其命的人与那占离你们而去巴比伦王军队的手中。
I'm going to give the order, declares the Lord, and I will bring them back to the city. They will fight against it, take it and burn it down, and I will lay waste to the towns of Judah so that no one can live there.
耶和华说，我必吩咐他们回到这城，攻打这城，将城攻取，用火焚烧。我也要使犹大的城邑变为荒场，无人居住。
And just as he predicted, the Babylonians returned shortly thereafter, lay siege to Jerusalem and burn it down.
其实就是耶利米所预言的那样，巴比伦随后呢不久回来，再次围困耶路撒冷，那么最终呢把整个城市呢就付于一烧毁了。
In our world today, integrity is no longer valued.
在今天的世界，其实正直诚信是不再被重视的。
And if we go to social media, you're going to find that people will say all kinds of things.
我们如果上这个社交媒体呢，我们可以可能就是看到各种这种话语。
And they can be half truths, exaggerations, omissions, or just outright lies.
大部分都是半真半假，夸大其词。然后遗留这个真实的一种谎言。
And so lying has been a sin from day one in the Garden of Eden.
谎言在这个伊甸园就是一种罪了。
But Eden didn't have an internet to make it so easy.
这个伊甸园里面并没有这个网络互联网。
People lie to gain an advantage.
人呢其实撒谎是为了得到好处。
To gain wealth or to get others to come to your side.
去这个赚取财富拉拢他人，然后取得人家的这个喜悦。
And we even believe that the end justifies the means.
我们甚至可以相信目的可以使手段合理化。
If we fight for the right cause, then it's okay to use any means of achieving it, even lying.
如果我们为正义而战的话，那么使用任何手段来实现目标都是可以的，包括了撒谎。
Earlier when we read Leviticus 19, it's very clearly teaching us.
我们刚所阅读的这个利未记十九章教导我们。
You shall not swear by my name falsely.
我们不可以指着这个我的名做假誓。
And the Bible also clearly teaches us that lying is a sin.
其实圣经直接告诉我们这个谎言是是一个罪状。
And Proverbs 12 is probably the most direct verse that it talks about lying.
箴言其实十二章是讲的这个非常直接的一个阐述。
The Lord hates liars. How simple is that?
神就是恨恶这个谎言。
And then in the book of Matthew, Jesus further expanded that teaching.
马太福音呢五章三十七节呢，神呢，耶稣呢，连续的这个阐述了这个教导。
That a simple yes or no will be good enough for us.
你们的话是就说是。
Our words should be trustworthy on its own, without swearing and over invoking the name of God.
其实我们所讲的话语呢，这个单单讲就可以信得的，因为不需要唤起神的名来这个启示。
Matthew 5 tells us all you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
那么马太福音五章三十七节就是说，你们的话是就说是。不是就说不是。
Conducting ourselves with integrity is how we should live our lives.
我们的生活应该是以诚信来为原则。
And we should not envy others, we should not imitate others, because the judgment will be severe, like in the case of Zedekiah.
我们不应该这个学仿人家的这个欺骗，我们不应该效仿，因为这个审判是非常严厉的。
And then lastly, perhaps the biggest problem for Zedekiah is that his lack of faith in God.
最后呢就是西底家是缺乏信心。
And instead of turning to God, he turned towards men.
他最大的问题就是他没有跟随神，而是跟随了人。
Most of example is his switching alliances.
他最大的问题就是交换了这种依靠的对象。
And he was influenced by the people who told him that, nah, you can probably be okay if you go with the Egyptians.
他是接受了这个拜不好的这个建议，你大概可以相信说，哦，应该可以跟这个巴比伦结合，跟埃及结合。
Even though Jeremiah warned him, so do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your interpreters of dreams, your mediums, or your sorcerers who tell you you will not serve the king of Babylon. Don't listen to those people.
那么在耶利米书所讲的就是，至于你们，不可听从你们的先知和占卜的，圆梦的、观兆的，以及行邪术的，他们告诉你们说，你们不至服侍巴比伦王。
When he faced an enemy like the Babylonians, he trusted more in the Egyptians' protection than God's protection.
当他对这个他最大的敌人时呢，他相信了其他的人，并不相信神。
He thinks that the Egyptians are just as powerful as the Babylonians, so why not?
他认为埃及人就跟这个巴比伦一样的强大，为什么不行？
Who is the enemy of your life?
你的敌人是谁？
Sometimes we think it's our boss at our workplace.
可能是我们的老板或我们的邻居或怎么样。
老板。Or maybe our neighbor, or maybe a friend.
或是我们的朋友，我们的邻居。
Or maybe even your spouse or some relative.
甚至我们的偶像或我们的亲戚。
Or maybe it's some kind of challenging situation we face in our lives, like our physical health or financial health.
可能在身体还有这个财务上的面的这种挑战。
For Zedekiah, he thought his enemy was the Babylonians, and in fact, when his real enemy is his own refusal to return to God.
对西底家来说，他以为他的敌人是巴比伦人，其实呢，他真正的敌人是他自己，因为他没有回到神的面前。
Who is the Egyptian army in your life?
你的生活中埃及的军队是谁？
What do we trust more than God?
我们相信什么比我们这个相信神更要重要的
？Our investment portfolio, our career, our children, our country，
是我们的投资项目，是我们的事业，是我们的孩子。
Or for Chinese, maybe diet and exercise，
或是饮食，或是锻炼。
Recently, I read a news article that reminded me things that we thought we could trust, but actually is not that trustworthy. It's kind of funny to me.
对了，蛮有趣的，因为我读了一篇新闻的报道，以前我认为是可以信任的事情，最终呢却不是那么可靠的。
Not amen. so if you can go back, 谢谢。So I'm going to talk. For those of us who are a little bit older, we remember getting mail in our mailbox about participating in sweepstakes that are sponsored by this company called Publishers Clearinghouse.
Okay. 我们年纪稍微大一点的人可能记得我们曾经有接到这个邮件呢，就是来自于这个 Publisher Clearinghouse 的一个抽奖活动。
You will get this forever prize of receiving $5,000 a week for the rest of your life. That's why it's forever.
如果你得到的话，中奖的话，你可以获得终身的奖励。每周5000元美金哦，直到终身。
Of course, 美金。
美金。
And then in August this year, Publishing Clearinghouse declared bankruptcy.
那今年八月呢 ，Publishing Warehouse 呢，Clearinghouse 它破产了，破产了。
Because people don't buy magazines anymore.
因为人们不再购买这个杂志了。
So there are these people who have stopped working and counting on that $5,000 a week of and $250,000 a year. Suddenly they find that their income dropped to zero.
很可惜那些人一直期望的呢终身的奖金，每个月每个礼拜5000元，然后每年是25万美金，就突然间发现这个没有了，都等于零了。
For Sedekiah, he started out with a false enemy in his mind.
其实西底家呢一开始就把他的敌人搞错了。
And then as a result, he turned to the false solution of trusting in an Egyptian alliance.
结果呢他又跑到这个周边。对这个假先知所给他的错误的结果
，so who
错误的建议，对不起。
Okay. Who is the Egyptian army of your life？
那么谁是你埃及的这个军队
？There is nothing wrong with building our career or growing our investment, diet, exercise, all of that。
其实没有任何的错误。如果你是要想增加投资。饮食、锻炼、培养自己的孩子们，建立一个美好的家庭关系，这是没有错的。
But ultimately, our security does not rest on these things.
其实最终呢，我们的安全并不是依靠这些。
Because it rests on God who is in heaven.
因为我们应该什么？针对着我们的神。
The God who controls everything, even how many strands of hair on your head.
神呢是掌管一切。甚至于数算我们头上的头发。
What is the ending of Sedekiah?
西底家的结局如何呢
？In 587 BC, the Babylonians attacked and besieged Jerusalem.
那么在公元前587年呢，巴比伦攻击了这个，并且围困了这个耶路撒冷。
The siege lasted a year and a half.
那么这个困城呢，持续了大概有1年又6个月。
And then the Babylonians eventually broke through the walls and sacked the city in 586 BC.
在公元前呢，这个巴比伦人呢就突破了城墙，洗劫了这个城市。
The temple was looted and burned down.
圣殿呢被抢劫了，并且焚烧了。
Sedekiah attempted to escape at night through a gate between two walls in the king's garden.
那么西底家试图在夜间呢？通过在皇家公园之间的两道门的一个城口，城门呢、啊，想逃跑。
But the Babylonian army caught up with him in Jericho.
但是呢，这个巴比伦军队呢，在耶利哥城呢，追到他了。
They captured him and took him to a town in Judah.
他们抓住了他，并且把他抓到在犹大的一个城市附近。
And his sons were executed in front of him.
那么他的儿子们呢，在他面前被杀害了。
The death of his son was the last thing Sedekiah saw before the Babylonians blinded him and put him in prison where he died.
西底家看见他儿子被杀之后呢，这个巴比伦呢把他的眼睛挖出来，并且关在巴比伦的监狱里，直到他死去。
That fulfilled the prophecy of Ezekiel in Ezekiel 12.
那么这里呢就预表了这个在以西结书十二章十二节的这个预言。
The prince among them will put his things on his shoulder at dusk and leave, and a hole will be dug in the wall for him to go through. He will cover his face so that he cannot see the land.
他们中间的君王也必在天黑的时候将物件搭在肩头上带出去。他们要挖空了墙，从其中带出去。他必蒙住脸，眼见不见地。
I will spread my net for him, and he will be caught in my snare. I will bring him to Babylonia, the land of the Chaldeans, but he will not see it, and there he will die.
他们中间的君王也必在天黑的这个 ，Can you change the slide, please? Okay.我必将我的网撒在他身上，他必在我的网罗中缠住。我必带他到加勒底人之地的巴比伦，他虽死在那里，却看不见那地。
I will scatter to the winds all those around him, his staff and all his troops, and I will pursue them with drawn sword.
周围一切帮助他的和他所有的军队，我必分散四方。也要拔刀追赶他们。
So the life of the last king of Judah was summarized in three verses in that last chapter of 2 Chronicles.
那么总结呢，其实就是在这个这个立位记这个历代志下的这个三十七章三段的这个经文的解释。
It was not a good report card.
并不是一个非常理想的一个成绩单。
And now it you may think that, okay, well, Zedekiah was born into this fading kingdom that was surrounded by powerful empires. It's just impossible for him to bring back the glory days of David and Solomon.
其实因为西底家出生在一个非常强大帝国包围的时代里面，那个这个国家呢其实也是衰落掉，那么他不可能能够恢复大卫和所罗门时代的这种荣耀。
But his evaluation was not measured by military success.
但是他的评价并不是从这个军事上的成功来衡量。
It was not measured by riches in treasury.
不是国库的财富来衡量。
Or the size of the kingdom.
也不是国土的大小来衡量。
Instead, it was measured by his humility, his integrity, and his faith in God.
其实他就是以他的虚心、正直心，对神的信心来衡量的。
Brothers and sisters, if someone is going to write three verses to summarize your life, what would those verses be?
弟兄姐妹们，如果有人要写三段经文来总结你的生命，那是哪三段经文呢？
How do we measure up to these criteria?
我们如果能够这个被这个衡量这个需求。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you with repentance.
主啊，我们来到你面前是一个悔改的心来到你面前。
Because we know that we are definitely imperfect.
我们知道我们并不是非常美满的、完全的。
Because we will not measure up to all of these faith, integrity, and all of those measures that you count as important.
主啊，我们知道我们无法能够达到你的衡量，尤其是正直的虚心的。
But we praise God that Jesus has died on the cross for our sins.
但是我们感谢你，耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
That we can come before you unafraid.
我们可以来到你的面前，是借着感恩的心。
But at the same time, we also ask you to continue to change our lives so that we will be more like you.
也感谢你，请你如何改变我们的生命，能够让我们更像你。
So we pray all of these in Jesus' name, who is going to bring us to a place.That we can be more like you.
我们愿来以基督耶稣的名来到你面前，如何的改变是借着你的名让我们更加的能够像你。
Amen.
In Jesus' name, Amen.
And now the worship team will lead us in a response song.